This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Since the financial crisis ended, banks have pulled in record profits, and this last quarter was one of the most profitable in history. But less and less of that money is coming from fees. There's two reasons for that. One is new Fed rules put in place in 2010 that made it harder for banks to impose fees on consumers. And the other reason is we've changed the way we bank after a few tough years. Conrad Wilson reports.
The commercial banking industry made $32.5 billion in fees last year, according to data from the FDIC.
The banks are making lots of money on their fees, but it's significantly less than it was a handful of years ago.
Jefferson Harrelson is the Associate Director of Research at the investment banking firm Keefe, Bruyette & Woods. And he's right. In 2009, banks made almost $8 billion more in fees. Harrelson says financial regulation played a big role.
There's been new rules to limit the number of bounce checks. There's been new rules to limit when you bounce a check. If you go slightly below zero, that you don't bounce now.
Banks also don't charge as much for debit card transactions these days. But not everyone agrees that banks are making that much less.
The perception is there's been this massive decline in service charges. I don't think that's been the case. I think the growth has slowed down.
Christopher Marniak is a research analyst at Fig Partners.
What's happening is that banks are finding other ways to make fee income.
Analysts say that's why some banks have scaled back on things like free checking accounts. Richard Hunt is CEO of the Consumer Banking Association. He argues some financial regulation was needed, but says Congress went too far when it decided how much banks can charge for services.
Yes, we're in the business of making money. Yes, we should charge for our services as long as it is reasonable and transparent.
In other words, bank fees are here to stay. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.